The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Yes, it does. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and...
Wynn Carpenter.
And Janet Chandler speaking from the soul of Jefferson.
Amen. There we are.
We are.
Broadcasting live from KCNR Studios, downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, at 1460 AM. We are your talk radio. We're also streaming live on KCNR 1460.com, that's KCNR1460.com, and we archive, in case you can't listen to this in real time, we archive forever.
And ever.
And ever.
Amen.
So, anyway, good morning, everybody. I have a couple of announcements here. First of all, I would like to thank Jones Fort, who helps us with this program, for all your ammunition and firearms needs. They're wonderful people. They have safety classes, they have CCW classes, they help with California regulations to make you understand that. Marshall, Patrick, and Jackie are amazing people. They are on 1600 East Cypress Avenue, Suite 2, and the phone number there is 530-222-3223. 530-222-3223, and you can't get better people to work with to help you with all your firearm needs. I also have an announcement that on the 29th of March, there's going to be a fun thing you can take your kids to. Dads, you can take your sons to this. You'd have a great time. It's the Shasta Sports and Trading Card Show, and it is going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be free cards for the kids. There's sports paraphernalia. There's all kinds of memorabilia there, a lot of fun stuff. And it starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 5 p.m. That's March 29th at the Red Lion Inn, which is located at 1830 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And for more information, you can contact Nick at 530-215-1882, 530-215-1882. It's free admission. The kids would love it. I went last year. It's really a lot of fun. And there's some bargains there. And if you are interested in trading cards and sports memorabilia and comic books and all that stuff, it's the place to go. So remember, that'll be on March the 29th, Red Lion Inn, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again, for more information, contact Nick at 530-215-1882. And I believe there is a handful of tables left if you're a vendor and you want to purchase a table, but you better hurry because they went fast. And I know last year I think there was 80 tables there, so it was a lot of fun. Anyway, so now we're going to get into some serious stuff here. We have an issue that's been going on in Shasta County over an initiative that the people want to do to basically bring about photo ID and hand counting and all that great stuff we all want. But now there seems to be a conflict with the county. And this is something I just got this morning. And it is a press release. This is from Shasta County. On March 3rd, 2025, members of the public submitted a proposed ballot measure for the county of Shasta through its county council's office to prepare a ballot title and summary as required by the California's election code. Upon review, the county filed an application and complaint with the Superior Court, good heavens, requiring a hold on the requirements outlined in the California Elections Code to prepare a ballot title and summary for ballot measures. What the county is saying is the proposed measure violates the United States Constitution. Where is that exactly? The California Constitution, okay, where is that exactly? California Election Code, I believe these folks are using the Election Code as their basis for filing this initiative, which, oh, by the way, we do have that nasty little right of redressing our grievances, don't we? Remember, not all laws are good laws, and not all laws are constitutional laws. And federal laws, apparently, they're violating, according to the county, such as Help America Vote Act. I'd like to hear where and what that actually says, and the National Voter Registration Act. Now, do those acts, are they, is that something, is any act that's ever been passed, is that something to where the Constitution now is null and void in that position? So anyway, in the court filing, the county expressed concerns about the significant cost associated with processing and preparing a ballot measure that may ultimately be unenforceable due to legal conflicts, which there's nothing here that any code cited, nothing cited really. The county argues that taxpayer dollars should not be spent on measures that are overridden by a higher legal authority. Okay, well, the law and the Constitution is the highest legal authority I know of. Shasta County encourages all citizens to work through the appropriate legal channels when seeking to make changes to local, state, and federal laws. This includes collaboration with the state legislatures. Maybe somebody ought to tell Shasta County that in the state, in the assembly, we have 63 Democrats and 17 Republicans. In the Senate, we have 33 Democrats and 7 Republicans, and we do have the spawn of Satan as our governor. So how in the world did anybody watch the State of the Union address? How in the world do you think the Democrats are going to agree with this? I don't know who wrote this thing. Okay. Also with congressional representatives to ensure that proposed changes align with the existing legal frameworks. Well, the Congress doesn't really have much to do with this, except in Article 1, Section 4, where Congress does have the ability to change local voting procedures if they believe it's in conflict with the people's rights to vote and their fourth, their Article 4 rights. So anyway, we have someone on the line already, and if you want to call in, the phone number is 530-605-4567. I want to hear about, want to hear from you. 530-605-4567, and we have Richard on. Richard, how are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm on Tierpiece. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
We can.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Yeah, I'm one of the defendants in this suit that just filed the other day. Even as the eternal cynic in the room, well, sorry, I'm sorry, Terry took that from me last week. Well, as the second highest eternal cynic in the room, I didn't even see this coming. Because I didn't expect our county to use county resources and taxpayer funds to block our constitutional rights. I'm beside myself. I literally, I'm sorry, I'm a twin. Now there's triplets because I'm beside myself. Me and mom, yeah, you see where I'm going. So, you know, here's the deal, folks. California Constitution, all political power is inherent in the people. We have the right to alter or reform our government when we deem it necessary. We have the right to direct our representatives. We have the right to redress grievances. Gee, you think this initiative is maybe doing that? We have the right to freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. Okay? All of these rights we are using in this initiative. It's not rocket science. Notice in the county's argument against us, we the people, the county doesn't cite any of these rights. None of them. Isn't that just unbelievable?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, I mean, how in the world, I'm trying to figure out where this attorney is coming from. Here's what bothers me. It seems as if, do you remember when Trump listened to Fauci?
Yeah.
Okay. No parallel there, right? So I'm trying to figure out what in the world's going on here. I mean, okay, if the citizens vote to approve this initiative, the state will likely challenge its implementation in court. I mean, how could something be found unconstitutional before it's been put out there? I mean, I yeah. And here's my other question. You guys are using, in this initiative, you're using California voting law for this. I mean, you're citing all the voting laws. You're citing it. And I've got nothing cited at all in this particular press release I've got in front of me, but you guys are citing that. So how come you can cite code and law, and they're saying you're violating against it when you're basing everything you're doing on code and law? Help me out here.
Well, also remember, Frederick Bastiat wrote a book entitled The Law in the late 1800s, okay? 160 years ago, for God's sake. We're not reinventing the wheel. California continues to pass laws to restrict our rights, freedoms, and liberties. Hello? I have a list, by the way. And that's the problem with lawyers, unfortunately, and even the judiciary. They're not worried about the Constitution. They're worried about precedent, all right? So Lord Moore has been brainwashed by the legal system to say, no, precedent this and law that. No talk about the Constitution. Remember those 6 points I read earlier, okay? We are trying to fix criminal, well, let me rephrase. We're trying to fix unjust, unconstitutional, immoral laws, which encourage and, in fact, ingrain the fraud in the laws and regulations. Doesn't matter if they're state or federal. We have the right to alter and reform, okay? And that's what we're trying to do. And the county, now, if this initiative gets out and we have signatures and it goes to ballot, I think the county's afraid the voters are going to pass it. Can you say egg on their face? Yeah, that's a big, big omelet on their face, because the county has done nothing affirmatively to help us with election reform. Nothing. All they did was put in a new registrar of voters. Well, how did that work out?
Yeah. Anyway, we have Richard. We have another caller on the line, and I'm not sure. Hang on a second. Can we get both callers on at the same time? No, you can't do that. Okay. Oh, it's okay. Getting off it. Okay. Go ahead, Richard.
I'm gonna try to get out of here, and hopefully about the next 5 minutes, because there are other people that want to call in behind me. So I'm gonna try to get this done quickly. So we're getting conflicting stories from government officials that Joe Larmore may or may not have filed this suit unilaterally by himself. Okay. Now, first of all, if he did that,
hang on a second. You can slow down. I don't want to rush you, but I just need clarity on what you just said. You're saying that Joe Larmore did this by himself, or there's people that are saying that, or the county saying
correct.
That? Because it says the county of Shasta on the court case, doesn't it?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Correct. So again, we're getting two different stories.
Okay.
We're getting two different stories. This will all shake out on Tuesday at open public comment. Boy, it's going to be interesting. The gentleman who claims that he was told by Joe last Friday at the Kaleidoscope Coffee event, that gentleman will be there and speak himself to what he heard Joe Larmore say. That Joe filed this unilaterally, and again, this is secondhand, but you'll hear it firsthand on Tuesday.
Okay, well, here's the question. Here's the question.
Yeah.
Again, don't feel rushed, because I'm just doing this for clarity. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Janet, you have who filed it there? You want to tell us who filed? What does it show on the filing?
It says Joseph F. Larmore.
It says nothing about Shasta County.
Well, Shasta County Council.
Ah, so this guy did it himself? Or he's the only one on it. Okay, so we need some clarity on this.
Attorney for County of Shasta.
Okay.
So does that mean that he is doing it as the standing attorney with or without the blessing of the board? Because that's who he works for.
Correct for. That's where I'm going.
All right.
Okay. Wow. Again, two stories. We'll still shake out on Tuesday. It better, by the way.
Okay.
Either he did it by himself, okay, and yes, he is suing on behalf of the county, because the county is the plaintiff. Joe Larmore just filed as county counsel.
Right.
So if Joe did this unilaterally, he needs to be fired, because only the Board of Supervisors are supposed to vote by majority to initiate any litigation, period, full stop. Second scenario, who on the board had previous knowledge and or consent for this filing to be done this past Wednesday. Okay? So, Those are the two issues that are that I will be demanding on Tuesday. And by the way, in the Brown Act, I don't have the code in front of me, darn it, but in closed session, you know what, I have intimate knowledge of the Brown Act. In the Brown Act, it reads that the Board of Supervisors may vote to bring out information out of closed session, in part or in full, all right? That's how it works.
Hey, Richard, quick question.
Yes.
On this, filing that Larmore did, and if he's doing it on behalf of the board, which is not mentioned in there, it just mentions the county, if the board voted on it, does that have to be a 4/5 or a 5-0 vote for that to be moving forward as a filing within the court? Do you know that?
That's just a simple majority, 3-5 vote.
Oh, really? A simple majority, but when it comes when it comes to a lot of money on different things like that, and different issues, they have to have a 4/5 vote. You would think that if they're going to go to court and they're going to sue the citizens, you would want to have a 5-0 vote.
Yeah.
Just a question from an ignorant citizen.
Yeah. We'll shake that out on.
Well, no. I don't know if Kevin Cry is listening. Or if Chris Kellstrom's listening, well, because I'd like to know if, in fact, Joe just filed this on his own. So somebody text these guys. And so, you know, here's the deal. The deal is we need to know from this. I mean, did this guy just file this on his own? Now, here's another thing, and then Janet has something.
Look at the first sentence of the filing.
Okay.
Joseph Larmore, Shasta County Council, hereby applies for a temporary stay order relieving him from his otherwise existing statutory duty to prepare a ballot title and summary for the proposed initiative measure pursuant to California Elections Code. He sounds very much as if he is doing this personally for a duty given to him that he wants to be relieved of.
Well, if he wants to be relieved, let's get another counselor. You know, something else, too, that happened. I know it's a little side note, but it really bothered me. I've probably been to, I don't know, and Wynn and Janet, all three of us, have probably been to 25, 30 counties where we've been to Board of Supervisor meetings. And I've been going to them for about 35 years. And I've never heard, as Larmore, our county attorney, was interrupting people during the regular calendar items, interrupting their comments by saying that they weren't on track. I've never seen that before, because the attorney needs to keep his mouth shut. The only time he needs to respond is at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors, mainly the chairman. The chairman is the only person who should be putting people back on track. I've never heard that before until it happened here.
And that's when the chairman can ask the attorney for their input, and then once they give their input, they thank them for their input, and then they go back to running the meeting. That's the job of the chair.
I've never seen that before, ever. None of us have.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as long as 50 years, none of us have seen that. And here this guy is interrupting. Well, excuse me, you need to be on R1. Who the hell are you? You know, you shouldn't even be opening your mouth on this deal.
Here's my problem with this initiative question. We have two separate issues, and they are being conflated, and they should not be. On one side, we have the filing of an initiative. According to the federal constitution, the people have the right to petition for a redress of grievances. And that's what they are doing. And they have every right to do that. On the other hand, Mr. Larmore says, well, your petition is not constitutional, it's not valid, it doesn't follow the law. I don't care. We haven't even gotten there yet. They're just filing an initiative. He does not have the right to say, well, I don't think it's right, I want to stop it. He cannot stop a petition for a redress.
It's unbelievable. See, I haven't heard anything from the supervisors, though, saying, hey, this guy's out of line. We have Laura on the phone. Laura, what say you? Okay, I think that he's getting to you now. What's that?
I can't do both calls.
Well, then, Rich, can you give Laura a little time here, buddy? You apparently need to go. Let's see here. It's our phone system here.
Give me 3 minutes, and I'll hang up. After 3 minutes, I'll hang up.
Okay, go for it, Rich. Do your 3 minutes, and then we'll get to Laura.
I will hang up.
Okay, go.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The problem we have there's so many problems. Problem we have here is one of the things that Larmore is citing in his filings is there's a state case law somewhere that says that the judges should be able to determine if we, the people, are wasting time and money and effort on an initiative that is legally fatally flawed. That Joe is citing a case where it's a judge should be telling we the people, just like Janet mentioned, right? Is there going to be a court case after if the voters pass this? Yeah, we pretty much expect a court case, just like Huntington Beach's voter ID charter amendment. Of course, we expect it. But you need to let us get there. And by the way, and then I'm going to hang up. Here's the remedy. Here's the remedies, Kev and everybody else. You order Joe. You order him. Okay, he's your employee. You order him to drop this suit immediately. Secondly, as Terry said, you contract another attorney to produce our title and summary immediately. Third remedy, we will give you the invoice to our attorney. They forced us in a quick, you know, my gosh, in 24 hours, we raised several thousand dollars and retained an attorney. So my third remedy, we'll give you the invoice to the attorney. We want our damn money back. Goodbye. Thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Laura.
Thank you, Rich.
We're coming to you now, Laura. Are you there, Laura?
Yes, I'm here.
Were you able to hear while you were on hold?
I heard a little bit, yes.
Okay, because, you know, this has been pretty unbelievable. I don't know if you got to hear the beginning of this, but, I mean, Janet just hit the nail on the head. I can't even believe that these guys are doing that. Also, you know, one thing, and I want you to comment on this. You know, you have an initiative that you're putting forward that uses the law, yet this guy is saying that you're breaking the law, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying to go in front of the legislature, which doesn't want this anyway. It doesn't matter whether we want to pass a voter ID for the state. The legislative body is going to fight us hook, line, and sinker. Anyway, go ahead. What say you?
Well, just to put this in perspective, the initiative process very often brings forth ideas which get turned into law, which at the time that they're brought forth, they are against the law.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that we don't like the law as it currently exists. They did this with the marijuana. Remember, at one point, marijuana was illegal.
Yep.
At that point, they brought forth an initiative, while it was still illegal, to legalize it, right? I just want to make a few comments about this filing. That I disagree wholeheartedly with the public statement you read at the beginning of the hour.
Oh, no kidding.
This is
my
not
goodness.
Against their constitutional rights.
Just terrible. It's terrible. I mean, and he doesn't cite anything. Yeah. That's the whole point. And we talked about that. He doesn't cite anything. He just, you know, it's terrible.
An opinion piece.
Yeah.
And
terrible.
The charter amendment is the appropriate channel for making changes locally. And what we have proposed does not violate HAVA standards. The HAVA, you know, Help America Vote requires that they have a uniform voter roll for the state. Even though we can hold and house our local voter roll, we can still give the state copies of that voter roll at the predetermined increments which are legally required. It just means that the state cannot control our voter roll right now and input fraudulent voters into the voter roll.
And there lies the rub.
Yeah, exactly. And so this lawsuit was very hastily constructed. It was materially deficient. It was sloppy. There were mistakes, including citations missing with brackets that just say citation in them. It had whole pages that were missing, and an 8-page pleading, one whole page was missing. Page number 2 was just absent. They also perjured themselves when they stated that they had spoken to all 5 defendants by telephone and agreed to have an expedited hearing on Monday.
I'm not trying to rush you. Slow down. Because I'm just getting clarity, okay? Just getting clarity. But you said they. But you meant just Joe Larmour, right?
Joe Larmour, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Says County of Shasta on the, you'll see in the filing, it says County of Shasta.
However,
he says Joseph Larmour, he starts out that I, Joseph Larmour, have contacted by telephone, and I'm paraphrasing here, all 5 of the defendants, and they have agreed to have this hearing on Monday the 17th, which now we understand that the judge has scheduled it for Wednesday, the 19th of March at 8:30 a.m. in room 63, Mr. Hanna's.
Okay, well, we have to go to a break, but I want you to hold on through it, and then you can take your time when you come back and go ahead and recite that again. And okay. Janet's eyes got real big just now, so she's got something she's going to want to say that maybe not. But she, I mean, I can't believe this, Laura. You know, and I do want you to comment. They're actually thinking about charging you guys for the thing Larmore did? What the?
Yes.
What the hell? Anyway, boy, has time ever come
for 51?
Oh, let's please, let's done. Get it done.
Amen.
Yeah, let's go to our break.
After Canada, I guess.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Thank you, Sally. That's great, honey. You should have seen Janet dancing around the room with that.
I do it so well.
But anyway, we do have Laura Hobbs on the line, and before we go back to her, I want to let everybody know that only one line works in here. So what will happen is we'll keep Laura on for a little bit here. When she's done, feel free to call in, 530-605-4567. Sorry about the phone problem, 530-605-4567. So, Laura, Janet has a couple of things for you very quickly. Go ahead, Janet.
Yes. First, I want you to repeat the information about the hearing. We had March 19th, 8:30 a.m. in Judge Hanna's courtroom. And what number was that?
Room number 63.
Okay. And you were talking about in the suit itself, it mentions that Mr. Larmore talked to each of you separately by phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you are saying that that is absolutely not true?
It's absolutely not true, and we each filed a declaration attesting to the fact that he did not call us. He did not text us. He did not leave a voice message. We have no record of a call from him whatsoever.
Outrageous perjury in a legal document?
Is it, though? I mean, I'm just saying, I mean,
you know.
Well, I'm sure that I don't have the entire document, but at the end it must say someplace about I certify that this information is true and signed it.
Well, if he did, here's the thing. The thing is that they've given this guy way too much leash. You know, really, this is insane. And for the Board of Supervisors not to stop it immediately. Now, I do have one question for you. Are they actually going to request that they throw legal costs at you guys that are the defendants in this case? Is that, has the county said that?
That is part of their prayer for relief. Us to pay legal fees county to come against us on it.
Okay, would that be, would Larimer receive those funds? Did he file this on his own, or is he using county money for all this?
I assume he's using county money because the suit
it's
submitted is County of Shasta versus Laura Hobbs, C.G. Holiday, Kari Chilson, Jim Burnett, and Rich Gallardo.
Okay.
Were the five petitioners who signed on the notice of intent for the charter amendment.
So,
duties that Joseph Larimer wants to get out of, they are simply statutory ministerial duties. Does that sound familiar to anyone? When they were going to declare the election results, they told the supervisors, you have no choice here. This is simply a ministerial duty. You have to sign it. Well, this is the same thing. Joseph Larimer has no choice but to write the title and the summary for our petition initiative. It's not a choice of whether he agrees with us or not. It's not a choice of whether he likes what we say. It's his duty by law.
And it would be very easy for him just to recite what you have already declared on your initiative and petition. I don't understand why. Oh, it also should be unbiased, impartial. Well, that just is a recitation of facts. It's not taking a stand or a side.
Yes, he has the duty as well to make sure that the summary and title are impartial. We gave him a sample summary and title he can utilize right away, or he can alter it how he likes as long as it's impartial. So this isn't a matter of his personal opinion or his personal politics. None of that should be involved here.
He should be standing there with a scale in each hand with a blindfold on.
He's submitting false testimony to the judge.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things flying around here. Where in the hell is Kevin Cry and the rest of the board on this thing? This is crazy. I mean, I haven't even got the words. I mean, they're really just trying to stymie the rights of the citizens in this deal. The way everything is shaking down and looking at it. And one of the comments I've gotten from one of the supervisors is, well, you know, he filed it. What does that mean?
County of Shasta means...
County of Shasta.
The administrative authority is in charge, and that is the Board of Supervisors.
Yep, absolutely. I'm not... So we need to find out what happened there, but ultimately they just need to drop the suit. That's what we're asking. This is not the way you treat citizens who are just simply trying to have some election reform in their county. This is a local ministerial duty, and this is also what we're asking for has only to do with Shasta County, not the rest of California. And until our supervisors realize their jurisdiction over Shasta County and stop targeting, you know, individual citizens because they're afraid of the state retaliating, I think people need to really get up, stand up, and revolt. Come to the supervisors meeting on Tuesday at 9 a.m. We need people to speak out about this. This isn't just about one or two people. This is about our freedom and our liberty and our children's freedom and futures. So I really want to encourage your listeners to please show up on Tuesday, and I'll end it there and let the next person call in.
Okay, kiddo. Well, thank you for calling in, and folks, if you have a question or a comment on this, or you're involved in it, and you want to put your two cents worth in, and I'd really like to hear from one of the supervisors. I can't believe that they're not listening to this.
This issue may very well end up in court. It may be a court challenge as to whether or not the people of Shasta County have the right to do this, but they do absolutely have the right to file an initiative. And maybe the people want to make a point. Maybe they want to take a stand regardless of the cost. That's up to the people to decide, not Mr. Larmore. Rosa Parks challenged a standing law and prevailed. It's happened in the past. It is our duty to challenge laws that we feel are unfair, unjust, and unconstitutional. I am just appalled at how this man has taken it upon himself to challenge the people of the county of Shasta.
Well, the point is, has he really taken it on himself? I mean, you know, I'm sure he was told to interrupt people at the Board of Supervisor meeting during their regular calendar comments.
Well, even if he weren't told, he was allowed.
Right. And that's the problem right there, is that if you're going to allow somebody, if you're going to allow somebody to do something, they're going to continue doing it.
Yes, exactly. And the cost should absolutely be paid by the county for whatever he has done.
Well, I've reached out to three Board of Supervisors, and okay. Well, he was giving the blessing by two of the board members, and he's had to, I guess. Not sure why we keep doing what we're doing. Okay, well, yeah, he was given the blessing by the board to do so.
He had to have, think.
Telling you, Terry, if you're listening, I'm telling you, he has been given the blessing by the board.
Oh, my gosh.
However,
my gosh.
He is shirking his duty under law to write a title and summary.
Right.
And that has nothing to do with the board. They're injecting themselves into allowing him not to carry out his assigned duty as a county council.
This is very disappointing. We have Jim Burnett on the line. Not that you're disappointing, my good friend. This is disappointing to hear what Wynn just told me. What say you, sir?
Well, good morning. This is Jim Burnett, and I'm one of the proponents of this initiative that's languishing in court, apparently. And I just wanted to call people's attention to 4 or 5 years ago when we did enormous work trying to readjust the board to better reflect our rural conservative values, and we got some good people on the board. And one of the good things they did was develop and have the people vote on whether or not we should be a charter county, which is great. And so here we are, we're a charter county trying to exercise rights that newer board instituted, and the first thing that the people do is institute an initiative for voter reform, election reform, and what do? They swat us down immediately.
Unreal.
It just galls me that now I'm a defendant in this bogus court case, which is it's wrong on every front. You guys have done a great job, Terry, and Richard, and Laura, and Janet, and Wynn. You've done it. You've laid it out constitutionally, but of course, as Richard already said, they're ignoring the Constitution and going with some phony, trumped-up laws that have no bearing. And again, one of the main points is you let things go to fruition. You don't exercise prior restraint.
Yes.
And say, hey, we're not even going to let you see the light of day. I mean, it's just outrageous.
And then they want to charge you on court costs for something they filed. And apparently now we're finding out the county. I can't believe the supervisors agreeing to this. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I'm
ignorance.
It's not ignorance. I don't think it's ignorance, because that's not your job to be ignorant. You take an oath to the California Constitution. You take an oath to the United States Constitution. If you're ignorant, you're in the wrong job. You're in the wrong job.
Well, that argument could be made for a lot of our elected officials.
You think?
Yeah. They. I think they're ducking the issue. I mean, it's obvious to anybody that's been paying attention that they do not like us coming there time after time, advocating for common sense electoral reform. We want honest, fair elections we used to have them way back when. We're just trying to achieve that, something we had in the past, and make it clear that we don't want any more controversy over elections. It's very simple. It's nonpartisan, too, or it should be nonpartisan.
At this point, the argument is not even whether or not you agree with the initiative or whether it's constitutional or legal or valid. The issue at this point is, do the people of Shasta County have the right to present a redress of grievance in the form of a petition to the people of the county in order to be voted and to get their opinion?
And that is, in a nutshell, exactly right. And if it fails, it fails on its own merit. Because if it's written incorrectly or if something's wrong within the body of the initiative, okay, it's going to fail or it's going to succeed. Now then you have to look and see if it succeeds, then is it legal and is it binding? It's not the job of the people that we elected to be judge, jury, and executioner of it before it even gets put out there. That's the problem. And then giving the blessing to the attorney, the county attorney, to go across the street and to file a case against the citizens? Are you kidding?
All his job is, in this case, is to write an impartial summary.
That's it.
That's all he has to do. He does not have to make an opinion on its validity or constitutionality. That will come later, if necessary. I am appalled that the people are being denied their right to file this initiative.
In the reddest county in the state of California. Here we are.
And to have active prohibitions being practiced by not only the board but the county council.
Right. All the more reason for a state split so we can get things cleaned up at every level.
Amen. You guys summed it up well. I'll hang up and let the next person call. But thank you very much for your time, and I'll see everybody on Tuesday.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
You're a great patriot.
He is a great patriot. Okay, so we have Dolores on the line. Dolores, are you still there?
Yes.
That was one of the defendants, and we wanted to get him on. So, give me a couple of minutes here of what you're thinking. Our phones are ringing, but we only have one line at a time. Otherwise, I would have brought you both on.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Let me give you a heads up what I've been working on for months. Okay? I've been working for months on Mr. Joseph Larmer. I actually filed a complaint against his with the state bar and his license. So this is great. I think it's great because now that's even better what he did, because now that's even going to be where he's going to lose his license. It probably charged criminal charges. I actually did file against two other attorneys, which they actually in the middle of prosecuting two other attorneys. So that's my specialty. So I'm just giving you a heads up that this is, it's sad what they're doing, but it's Kevin and the, Chris, who gave them the blessing to go ahead because they're so tired of having people come and speak and asking for things. And I saw this coming way back. Like I said, I saw it way back a long time. But this is retaliation, what they're doing, and this is it's abuse of power, color of law, abuse. And so that's why I said, when I got the documents the other day, when they forwarded them to me, I said, forward them to me so I can submit it to add it to the complaint I filed with Mr. Joseph Larmer. So I think it's, in a way, it's great because we're seeing who's who. And we saw who's who now. And we can't deny it. Kevin Cry is behind the wheel.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's such a disappointment, I can't tell you. Anyway, thank you so much, Dolores.
Okay.
We have another caller. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're okay. Deidre. Deidre, what say you, ma'am? Deidre, you're on.
Okay, let me just turn off my sound here.
Yeah, you need to turn off your radio.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, first I want to make... Okay, thanks. I wanted to reaffirm that it's the county that's suing, not Mr. Larmer. And
how do you know that?
Because it's on the paperwork.
Perfect. Okay, go ahead.
County of Shasta is listed as plaintiff.
Okay.
let's slow down, Terry, like you've been having Richard do. I also want to affirm that I personally received no telephone call from Mr. Larmer, and I've spoken with the other four, and not a one of us received a phone call. Mr. Larmer specifies his contentions in the complaint for declaratory relief, and I just don't think that they hold up. One of them is California Elections Code 3020, Part B, and it just kind of deals with vote-by-mail details on the timing of the delivery, and vote-by-mail is not mandated in there. Another one is election code 15270.1, and this violates Amendment 14 of the U.S. Constitution, which in part states that no state may make or enforce any law which diminishes the privileges or freedoms of citizens of the United States. And to say that this election code says that we can have a hound count if there's a plan approved by the Secretary of State, and unless the election is on an established election date and there are greater than 1,000 voters that are eligible, or if the election is on an other election date and there are greater than 5,000 voters. So this is just putting up walls for us to be able to be heard clearly. The next one was election code 10005. And it states that charter counties may not require voter ID. This is unconstitutional. Once again, it breaks the U.S. Amendment 14, Section 1. Another one is the HAVA that Laura did refer to. And the wording just talks about performing list maintenance. It doesn't say forming them or controlling them or having a power over it. So that one doesn't hold either. Another one is the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1, that he cited, which I thought was interesting, because it does clearly say that Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations. And lawsuits like this can expedite Congress to move because it's bringing to their attention there are some hot spots, there are some problems. And California already has Trump's attention and therefore Congress's attention. They know we need help. We need some of the nails pulled out of the lid on the coffin that they effectively put here with their supermajority. And then another one is
Deidre,
California.
Deidre?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We have other callers on the line, so we're going to need to wrap this part up. But these are all fine and dandy, because we're with you. It's great information. So can you wrap this up in about the next minute?
I'm just saying that I agree that our efforts to change the law and improve it are being thwarted, and we can't just be quiet because people are afraid of a lawsuit or of cost.
Yep.
You can't put a price on freedom.
Yep.
And we've got to go for it. This
yes,
is one
ma'am.
Of the hills to die on.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Great stuff. Okay, Deidre, thank you so much.
Thank you, Deidre.
Lori, are you there, Lori?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can.
Go for it.
Real quick, super fast. There is no meeting at the library today that was announced at the prior program before your show. It's over there off of Lake and Clay and Elder.
Okay.
If people want to attend it, they can call Laura directly at 805 area code 710-4905. Repeat, 805-710-4905. Laura was also a guest yesterday with Kelly Frost on Freedom in Action. They can go back and listen to some of those highlights if they're curious. And we are absolutely looking for money, funds for this lawsuit, which I hope they drop it. And people can go to the
Unbelievable.
Website. I know. SaveShastaElections.org. That's SaveShastaElections, with an S, .org. And my final comment is that there's a few of us wondering if ROV Tom Toller and maybe Joanna and her crew and people have some role or some input or some way inserting how this is all steering into the depths of hell. This is going to be an implosion on Tuesday's board meeting. So plan for it. It could be a long day.
Yeah, I'm just tired of the circus. Tired of the circus.
Yeah, and look who's making it a circus.
I know.
The actual people that are supposed to represent us.
I know, it's unbelievable.
Anyway,
very
all
shocking.
I got. I'll let the other callers, and I'll catch up with you guys later.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay, yep.
So now we have Carrie on the line. Carrie, what say you? Is that the correct name, Carrie?
Kari. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having us on your show.
Okay.
Well, I say that this shows the corruption. I mean, election integrity is something that we the citizens have been speaking about for the last 2 years to the board and to the sheriff, and we have hundreds of affidavits. We've spoken till we're blue in the face about, you know, an unbelievably chaotic, unaccountable, non-transparent, corrupt election system, and there's been no meaningful change. So now, as a charter county, you know, we want to bring the vote to we the people. And really, this is just showing us how not just that the state is, we're under tyranny of the state, we're under tyranny of the county. I mean, we're under our local government is a tyrant. I mean, to sue the citizens for initiative, even before it even gets into starts the process. And then the way it was done, I mean, I got an email on Thursday late afternoon, and calling for a hearing on Monday. So we have the weekend to find representation. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know, this is, I mean, I can't even believe it myself. It's funny because, you know, we tried last week to bring both parties on. We kind of got some straight answers, and then we didn't, and then we did, and then we didn't. And, you know, the whole thing is if I know that what they're banking on, the Board of Supervisors, these guys are banking on the fact that they can put an initiative on the ballot for the state of California for voter ID. Okay, that's all fine and dandy, except we have to remind them that the Democrats outnumber the Republicans like 9-1. It's like, are you serious? The legislature's never going to pass this. The only way we can fight this is at the local level. Fight it at the local level, at the county level. Get enough counties to do what Huntington Beach did as a city. Get enough counties to do what we're trying to do here. And I just cannot believe that our conservative leaders on this board are taking a stand, from what I'm understanding and getting from now. I mean, I asked for one of them to call in, let us know what's going on here, because, hey, what we're seeing here is they condoned what Laura Moore did. They said, oh, yeah, that's great. I mean, great people like Laura and Jim Burnett, yourself. I mean, all these really wonderful people. Are you kidding me? What in the hell is going on? Excuse my French.
And again, separate the content of the initiative from the right to file it.
Amen to that.
I don't care what's in the initiative.
They have a right to file it. Unbelievable.
All right,
Carrie. Well, thank you so much. We're going to have to let you go. We've only got like 2 minutes left here. And thanks again.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, anything else that, no, I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point.
Let's attack the citizens for trying to communicate with their county government.
Unbelievable.
Let's just shut them down because we may not agree with the initiative. There are problems with it for me. But they have, well, it's the same old thing. I may not agree with what you say, but I will defend your right to say it. And here I am.
Yeah.
I may not agree with the initiative, but I will defend your right to file it.
Right. And the thing is that it's, I mean, I don't disagree with it. I don't disagree with, I mean, there's maybe some points I don't agree with, but the thing is, overall, how else are we supposed to fight this thing?
Exactly. I see legal challenges all over coming up. But what do we do? Say, well, we're not going to fight because there will be legal challenges? We have to.
They didn't even give us any points on it. All that press release just threw a couple of acts out there. I mean, where? It's a long act, man.
Yeah.
Try reading that thing.
And if you bring that petition to me to put the initiative on the ballot, I will sign the petition.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have about 60 seconds left, and it's been a really fast-paced show here. Stay tuned. Go to the supervisor meeting on Tuesday. Let your voice be heard. Go in there. And by golly, this public comment thing and I just can't believe it. Seems like every time that something is starting to work, it's like this guy keeps changing his lineup even though he was winning, and then he starts losing, so he changes it again. Then he starts losing, and he changes it again, and then he brings the people that he should have in the lineup, and guess what? They come back in, and they don't want to play for him anymore.
Well, this initiative is the ultimate in public comment.
Amen. Well, with that, Wim, Janet, time has come.
51.
Oh, please, let's get her done.
Oh, man.
Amen.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.